the end.
Gone.
Yeah.
And other end was greedy. But talking about the name of God, if we are chanting the name of God, what is your objection to accept the name of God?
What's the objection to?
Objection to accept the name which we are chanting.
I don't know.
Was not that?
Yes.
What did you say?
God had no name.
God had no name, then this is best.
His point was actually that God had no name, otherwise he would be a person. But I think you missed that point.
I said that if God has no name, then why God said that follows with that name?
Well, he explained from his theological point of view, when Moses was asking God, who is thy name? God didn't give a name, but said only, I am who I am. And then he explained, this is the prayer, and says, blessed be thy name. He used this in order to avoid a direct name. So just only say the name. But I don't understand the whole thing because the word God already is. What do you want more? And I believe that in the Christian religion, everybody who says God, they think the word God is the name. And nothing more needed.
No. That is not very good sense. But President of America. If you say President is sufficient, then why Mr. Nixon?
Yes.
They are all fools?
Yes.
Now, they say Mr. Nixon, sometimes they say, and sometimes the President. Rather, they say more Mr. Nixon than the President. Why?
Yes, sure. But I only
so this argument, most, this argument is not very sensible. Actually.
No, but this answer they would give.
Huh?
I don't need a special name.
No, no.
It's for me the name, the word God.
That name,
God.
When Christ says, hallowed be thy name, there is name. The name is Krishna, already there.
Yes.
Therefore, he did not require to say again.
Yes.
But the name is there. Krishna is there, Vishnu is there, Madhav is there, Govinda is there. There are thousands of names. So you pick up any one of them and chant it. But you say there is no name. Then we are chanting the name, then what we are? We are all rascals and fools?
Yes.
If you say, no, there is no name, that Christ confirms there is name.
Yes.
And we are chanting the name. How you can say there is no name?
Right. Well, I understand exactly what you mean. Very well.
There is name, it is confirmed. Hallowed be thy name. Now we are chanting the name.
Yes, sir.
What is your objection? Chant this name.
I have no objection.
No, you, I don't mean to say anyone.
But you're quite right.
Hey, Krishna. And, hallowed be thy name, those who are chanting the name of God, Krishna. They see the result, whether they are improving or not, than those who have no name. Come to the practical field. These boys and girls, before my coming in the Western country, they were all so many, I do not wish Now I'm simply chanting the name. How much improvement they have done? So why there should be any objection to chant this name? And what is the loss there? Suppose anyone chants Hare Krishna Mantra, there is no loss, but the gain is practical. Why do they not, the sales office do not agree to chant this name? Simple thing.
I think they don't know it.
And that is the fact. The government.
They don't
know it. They say they are theologians.
Oh, yes.
They are philosophers.
Oh, yes.
They do not know anything. They stay in their teachers. That is the defect of the modern civilization. The one is not qualified man and his teacher. He has become a teacher.
Yes, sir. Theology is very much a collection of hardened, petrified interpretation of original experiences. And just because they are petrified very often, today theology has nothing to say to our generation.
No, I am a many disciples. They are formerly theologians. What is his name? That boy in America.
In
America? Huh? No, no. That was the boy. He was theologian.
Theologian. And
Prajapati. Prajapati. Do you remember? He was theologian. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Our only request is that Bible confirms that name. Now, even though they do not know the name, here is the name, Krishna. So, why people will not take this name to chant? I mean, by chanting the name, there is practical benefit. Why they should object? Why they should be so sectarian? Theologian, at least, must not be sectarian. So let the whole world chant Hare Krishna Mantra. So there is no loss. If there is any gain, why not take it? And because you are writing books, that's why I am requesting you to write this. Some of the Christians, they say, there is no name. But Christ says, there is name. And here is the name. They are chanting and they are getting profit. You don't want anything. You don't want any price. That I research the name.
They chant the name of the Catholic Church, and also they chant the name of Jesus. Again and again, the whole day, they say the word Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
But
Jesus has fingerprints, Jesus, Jesus.
But Jesus said,
Jesus.
God hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Even Jesus said that you chant my name. Yes. No gentleman says like that. He said, hallowed be God, hallowed be thy name. Why they are sectarian? If there is name already, why do not they do not chant it? And what is the heart?
There are many places. At one point he says, I've kept them in your name. Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. So many references to the name.
Yes.
If you have the Jehovah name, Jehovah, but they don't chant.
No? But they're not following.
Jehovah. Are beautiful it is here.
Yes, amen. Yes. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is presented in such a nice way. So go on reading, there are 18,000 verses. And in each verse you find new knowledge about God. Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you study one verse, it will take at least 1 month.
Yes, that's the first
time. Yes. So 18,000 months you have to read.
Very good. Okay.
How many? Yes, 18,000 months?
1,300.
Huh?
1,300.
About, yes, 1,000. 18,000
months? Divide by 12. 12,000 months would be 1,000 years.
Huh?
12,000 months would be 1,000 years.
Oh, yes.
1,500.
1,000 men would be 1,000 girls.
Yes.
What does theologians even think about God? It is already 1,500 months and substance to read. What they will discover?
Yes.
Teeny discovery. We have already stopped for 1,500 years understanding. So what do we have to understand from them? Shruti Anadi Ananta Rupa. This is only for Krishna. But Krishna has got expansion, unlimited. Advaita Chuta. Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. God, it is one feature is Krishna. And he has unlimited features. A gentleman simply reads this Srimad Bhagavatam quietly at home. Mm-hmm. He will be fully conversant.
He will be
fully conversant.
Conversant.
Fully aware of what is God. It's like a scholar. He is not limited in one university or in one book. He read various books to understand the subject matter of research. Similarly, those who are actually serious about understanding God, they should not stick only to a particular system.
Yes.
They should read all others where the information of God is there. Just like we sometimes quote from Bible, but the Christians, they cannot quote from Bhagavad Gita or Bible, literally. But they do not read. Even they do not read fully their Bible.
No, they don't.
Huh? You see? And still, they want to be masters of understanding God. I have seen many scholars in Western countries. They are well known as Sanskrit scholars.
Yes.
They cannot quote even a verse.
Sanskrit scholars?
Yes. But I understand in Germany there are many Sanskrit scholars.
Yes, did so.
In Germany there are many learned Sanskrit scholars. But still now I have not met anyone of them.
Well, to be a scholar in the usual sense of the word and to really go into the meaning, there are two different things. Sometimes people seem to be a scholar, they have an intellectual knowledge, but no insight, no insight. And that's also the case with the theologian and the Bible. They know the Bible sometimes, but they don't enter into the meaning. They get it just along their small brain.
Right.
Because they haven't got the experience.
You want to go this way around, Southam, or walk straight out?
Right. Car is there?
Your car is there, following us.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Artificially, they live in the city.
Yes, there are millions and millions of children who never have seen a cow, never have seen a horse.
Yes.
They go and look at the zoo to see an animal. Yes, it's true. And I had just now in my center the visit of six Americans from Chicago. We have there a psychological center, and they wanted to know what we do. And they told me they have a special little area where children are taken to see one cow or one horse, just to know what it is. But they never see. They never see an animal.
Most unnatural. City life, most unnatural.
Oh, there are many kids, they never have seen a tree. Sleeping only very few hours.
Not very few hours. Say 4 or 5 hours.
Four or 5 hours. Yes.
Altogether.
Altogether, yes.
Maximum 5. Minimum 4.
All the night or do you have the days?
No, at night I get up at 1. At half past 1, sometimes half past 12. But I take a little rest, 1 or 2 hours in the daytime. So 2 hours at night, 2 hours at day, or 3 hours at night, 2 hours. In this day, altogether 5 hours, not more than. Our predecessor, gurus, Goswami, they were taking rest, not more than 2 hours or 2.5 hours. So we should come to that standard. Nidjahara vihara padi vijito. About them, this description is, they reduced. They are sleeping nidra. Nidra means sleeping. And ahar. Ahar means eating and collection. Collection is also ahar. So they are mendicants. They have no collection. They have no preaching mission. They are simply writing books. Nana sastra vichara naiko nipuno. Very expert to study, defend the scripture, just to get the essence of scripture and give to the people. Lokanam hitakarmi. So their life was engaged for the benefit of the whole human society. Why these people are talking philanthropy and human sense? They dedicate their life for the just like we are doing. It is not for any sect or any person, for the whole human society. So that should be the mission. Lokanam hitakari no. Purvare manno. Therefore their literature is honored all over the world. All over the universe. Just like our books we are selling all over the world. All universities, all schools, all colleges, all gentlemen. It is not such a thing. Lokanam hitakarino bhuvane manno saranyakarma. This was the hard labor. And Radha Krishna Bhajana Anandena Uttar. And they were very much pleased in worshipping Radha Krishna deity. All the Goswamis established a Radha Krishna temple. In Vrindavan, each and every Goswami established one temple in the beginning. Then others followed. Rupa Goswami established Govinda Jish temple. And Jiva Goswami established Radha Damodar temple.
The Hare Krishna Center in Geneva, so you said there any connection with you, the Swami Nitya Boa Parananda?
No.
No.
They are all impersonal.
I see.
Yeah. The whole world is impersonal. Perhaps we are only the personal.
You know that the Christian religion, they think the main difference between them and Eastern religions altogether is that the Christians are personalist and Eastern tradition is not personalist.
Misconception.
Yes.
The majority of Indian population, they're personalists. Majority. Either the Vasi, God or demigod.
Yes.
But they are personal. Recently, the Mahavadi philosopher, they are pausing. The impersonality. Calamity. God is personal. It is, in the Veda it is a Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam. There are millions of persons. We are all persons. And God is the chief person. Just like in modern democracy,
yes.
There is no monarch.
Yes.
But ultimately they have to select one president.
Yes.
Without person there cannot be government. Why they do not remain without a president? Let it government. Everything is government. In person. Why they select a president?
Sure.
Yes. So for a small government, 3 vidas are left, we require a personal governor. And such a huge government, millions and millions of universes, have the governor, the supreme person, executive, who shall not be a person. What is the reason? Actually, at the present moment, people have given up to understand the science of God. That is the defect. They are thinking everything here. Clearly, as what time? Everything here. Come on. Here is the bottle, here is the peg. Come on. Everything. That is the defect. And we are preaching everything is not there.
Yes.
Everything is lost there. We are preaching. No interest. And the material world is preaching. Everything is there. This is the difference.
Yes.
We are preaching everything is here in Krishna, God. Yes. But there's a tendency here, you see, they want to ask a deity. Even on the street side, there is such thing. The tendency is to ask a deity, person. I've seen in Rome, many small lands.
Yes, yes, yes.
Personal work. So the village men, they are all sleeping, no?
Yes, most of them are sleeping, yes.
They are in the sleeping in the mirror.
This is a very ugly village here. This is a very ugly village.
Why is it okay?
Yes, nothing but stone, no gardens, no flowers. The vision is different.
Otherwise, you mean to say that the village for the stone hearted?
The pillars?
Village for the stone hearted.
Yes. The village is for the stone hearted. Something with stone. Once when I was in place,
yes,
and walking the streets, and nothing but stone and iron and nothing but life, I suddenly heard a voice coming from beneath, as if there were a big, big one.
I heard the voice, if you like, of God, and saying, well, isn't there not a little spot there where I could manifest myself? The sadness of God. I heard the voice, this is the sadness of God. It's very interesting. Really a real voice in myself. Because sound like this has no place, no channel for his voice to come through. But he was feeling at that moment.
Camille of the big red. This sense.
Yes, yes.
Is it very agreeable?
We have to get a stamp. We have to go all the ocean country. Yeah. Boiling meat.
Yes.
So let us go. Yeah.
You want to go and hear the car?